What we're looking at right now is the spiritual teaching of Ramana Maharshi. And we're in the middle of a section called Self and Individuality. And it was 2 weeks ago when I was here. I think before I start reading from the book tonight, I'll talk a little bit about kind of a review of what we looked at 2 weeks ago. Because in my humble opinion, what we looked at 2 weeks ago is really critical to the understanding that we're one. And it isn't what most people talk about. It isn't what most people teach about. And it isn't what most people understand. And so therefore, if you were here 2 weeks ago and you heard it, you might not have felt clarity. Because sometimes when you hear something that seems completely different for the first time, the mind doesn't quite let it in. So it might be helpful just to hear it again. And some of you maybe didn't even hear it. So what we were really talking about 2 weeks ago is what most people refer to as reincarnation. And, of course, most people think of reincarnation as the reincarnation of me as an individual soul. So, for example, and I'm just going to make some stuff up here. So please don't anybody take seriously anything that I'm about to say about previous lives. But, you know, the idea of reincarnation might be, oh, yeah, many lives ago, you know, I was a Chinese merchant, you know, and I was very, very rich. And I studied directly under the master, Lao Tzu, you know, and then the lifetime after that, I was actually a slave in Egypt, a Jewish slave, and I was there when Moses came and set us free. I wasn't anybody special, but I was a part of the group of people that got to walk through the Red Sea when it was split, you know, and all of that. And then the lifetime after that, et cetera, right? And if that were true, separation would be true. If I had an individual soul that was different than your individual soul, and I reincarnated as persons, and as certain persons, and you reincarnated as different persons, separation would be true. If I had a constancy about my soul over many lifetimes, and you had a separate, different soul over many different lifetimes, then separation would be true. So the way most people understand reincarnation based on the idea of me as an individual soul is not true. It's an ego distortion of something that does actually occur. There is a type of reincarnation that is true. And that's what Ramana Maharshi was talking about 2 weeks ago when we were here. And I mentioned that it's very difficult to share about this without a visual aid. But I think that, you know, I didn't hear gentle healing on Tuesday night, but I sent Jacqueline a vision. Someone wrote to me and said he had this vision that he wanted to share. He's actually going through gentle healing, I think, as self-study. He's in year one. And as he was contemplating the lessons and the tips, he had this vision. And really, that vision was the same thing as this teaching that I did 2 weeks ago here. So I sent that to Jacqueline. I asked her to read it, but of course, I don't know what happened. I don't know if she had time. So if you heard that, then you might have already had a review of this. But the visual aid that I use is I asked you to imagine a ball of dough, a big ball of dough. You know, like let's say it's the size of a basketball, and it's just a ball of dough. And that ball of dough represents consciousness. And then what appears to be us individual people You know, if you just imagine that ball of dough has like long, thin pieces of like spaghetti kind of coming out of it, but the spaghetti is never cut and separated from the ball of dough. So every piece of, see, yeah, there we go, the cloud and the tentacles. That's it, Anne. That's the same. Thank you for reminding me exactly of what the vision was. So the ball of dough then has all of these pieces of spaghetti growing out of it. So if you're at the end of a piece of spaghetti and you trace it back, you're going to get back to the ball of dough, right? So there's this apparent separation. There's this apparent difference because there's all these different pieces of spaghetti coming out of the ball of dough, except that they're all connected. And each piece of spaghetti represents one of us. And these pieces of spaghetti, which are actually persons, have different experiences in their lifetime. They repress different things in their lifetime. They allow different things to be healed in their lifetime. But one thing that they all seem to have in common is they all believe that they're individual. You know, whether I seem to be a rich woman who feared losing my money all of my life and was controlling and manipulative, anything I did, I did. Anything I felt like I had to do, I did to maintain my money, right? And you were a poor, generous person who gave everything you had, but tended to be, a bit jealous of those who had more than you at the same time, right? You know, we'd have different experiences. We'd have different things that we repressed and thought about. You know, or you could say our ego stories were different. But what we both had in common is that I believed I'm an individual and you believe that you're an individual, right? Well, at the end of a lifetime, just imagine that what happens is this piece of spaghetti gets drawn all the way back into the ball of dough. Like, you know, imagine yourself sucking up a piece of spaghetti all the way into your mouth. And imagine that this ball of dough that represents consciousness has that ability. And at the end of a lifetime, it kind of goes, and it sucks that piece of spaghetti all the way back into the dough. So that piece of spaghetti no longer exists as a piece of spaghetti. It is now just a part of the dough. You know, just like a drop of water dropped into the ocean is now a part of the ocean. But where that piece of spaghetti was sucked back into the dough, there's a little imprint. And that imprint represents the unresolved false beliefs that still existed at the end of that lifetime. One of which is most definitely the idea that I am an individual. But it's just an imprint on the ball of dough. There is no more spaghetti where that piece of spaghetti once was. And then as things move on, a completely different piece of spaghetti begins to form out of the dough right where that imprint was. And as it forms, it comes into being with those same beliefs, those same repressions, including the belief, I am a separate person. And it lives out a lifetime. And again, some things maybe are healed. It's even possible that new things are new tendencies are adopted because of the experience of that lifetime. And when that person dies and that piece of spaghetti gets sucked back into the ball, it leaves another little imprint. But it's not the same piece of spaghetti as an individual soul having multiple lifetimes. It's consciousness apparently having multiple lifetimes through the filter of the impressions that were left on consciousness when the apparent individuals were reabsorbed into consciousness. So what this means is when we are healing our false beliefs, and especially that false belief that I am an individual, we're actually healing all of consciousness, which I know you guys have heard this teaching before, but this is kind of technically how it works. using a symbol, of course. There is no big ball of dough in the sky. So let's imagine for a moment that in this lifetime, you become completely, fully enlightened. That in this lifetime, you let go of all false beliefs, including the idea that you are an individual, and you wake up to the awareness that you are consciousness. Well, the lifetime, the body, personality that you appear to be will have an end, and it will get sucked back into to consciousness. But there will be no imprint there. There will be no imprint left in that spot. You know, again, using symbols. It's not, I don't think it's as nice and neat as a particular location on consciousness, but we're using symbols here. And so what Ramana Maharshi was saying to us 2 weeks ago when I was teaching was that while we are in body, while we are pieces of spaghetti, our job is to heal or to awaken or to become enlightened. So that when this body ends and we are reabsorbed into consciousness, we do not leave imprints on consciousness. That what we leave behind is a clear space, an emptiness. So again, if you look at that, you know, in a way you could say that there is something happening within the fourth principle of God, within manifestation, that is like reincarnation, except it's not the reincarnation of an individual. It's new manifestations born out of consciousness and affected by previous imprints that have not been healed. And the ego doesn't really like this because the ego likes to think, the ego being the belief that I am an individual, the ego likes to think that somehow I, the individual, am eternal, that I have an eternal soul and that I have multiple lifetimes. When actually the multiple lifetimes are manifestations of consciousness. For the apparent individual, there is only one lifetime. And when people believe they are the apparent individual, that sounds like really bad news. But awakening is realizing you aren't the apparent individual, you are consciousness. And even beyond that, life awareness, but first we'll awaken to consciousness, right? And consciousness has all of these lifetimes. Consciousness is everything in manifestation. Consciousness has no end. The temporary manifestations end all of the time, but consciousness is ongoing, ongoing, ongoing. And this is why if you ever listen to Ken Wapnick, I only listened to him a little bit, but enough to know that in some of his teachings, although he talked about Jesus a lot, in some of his teachings, he was very clear that there is no Jesus. Because Jesus was a piece of spaghetti coming out of the dough, right? A temporary manifestation. A Course in Miracles talks about this too in the clarification of terms. A temporary manifestation with a beginning and with an end. But because during the lifetime of that temporary manifestation, enlightenment was reached, when that temporary manifestation was reabsorbed, it did not leave an imprint. It left clarity. And that clarity belongs to us all. That's why when Jesus says that he awoke for all of us. Right? That clarity belongs to us all. We all have access to that clarity. And you can access that clarity and call it Jesus if you choose, or you can call it Holy Spirit, or you can call it my higher self, or you can call it God, or you can call it Ramana, or you can just call it anything at all. But it's the clarity of consciousness that is available to all of us because in this case, and of course there's more than this one man, but in this case, because one man lived his lifetime in order to let go of all false beliefs, including the belief, I am a man. And when that reabsorption occurred, there was no imprint, which means only clarity is in its space. And we all have access to it. And of course, that's happened many times now, right? There hasn't been just Jesus. Thank goodness. So that's what we looked at 2 weeks ago. That's kind of a little review. Hopefully that is somewhat clear. Someone might ask, well, what about if I have memories of previous lifetimes? Those previous lifetimes belong to consciousness, and you are consciousness. So, you know, I don't think it's unusual for there to be memories of lifetimes. I also think sometimes they're pure fantasy. I think both happen. The mind likes to make stuff up too. Really what you only need to focus on is what is I. What is the I that had those previous lifetimes? It's consciousness, not me, an individual, right?